Well, we watched late Sunday night the run of Adelaide, who's been bought by interests in Australia as well as the current owners over at Coolmore. Adelaide being set towards the Cox Plate, we think. James Best is the Coolmore racing manager, and he joins us out in the Hunter Valley. Morning, James.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. A lot of interest in that race on Sunday night. Ryan Moore, who rode, got pocketed back on the inside and got held up, and really, the last sort of 100-odd metres was the best work, wasn't it?
Look, he was held on the rail by a horse in the same ownership, albeit not trained by the same trainer, so yeah. It was most unfortunate. He probably should have won that race, Andrew. As impressive as the winner Ecto was, who's won his last six in a row and been bought by the Qataris and is now close to favourite for the Arc de Triomphe. So, yes, it was a tremendous performance.
Okay, now, the reports from Ireland, have you had any since Sunday night?
Yes, look, obviously there was some temptation, given that that was a major Arc trial and that prior Arc favourite Trev flopped in her trial. There was some temptation to consider the Arc de Triomphe for him. That said, he's a horse that relishes really fast ground. In fact, the ground was that firm that they considered not even running Trev earlier in the night, you may have heard.
Yeah.
And in America, when he won his Group 1, it was very firm ground too. This horse will thrive under Australian conditions. Coolmore has always wanted to win a race like the Cox Plate, especially with the disappointment of Atlantic Jewel last year. And it's all systems go for the Cox Plate. He goes into quarantine on the 25th. He comes out of quarantine in Werribee on the morning of the Cox Plate, but, all systems go for the Cox Plate.
As you say, there would have been some temptation, but I guess it helps. Does it help in some way that there's now Australian interest in the race, or have you left it simply up to Aidan O'Brien?
Oh, look, there's been a lot of discussion, obviously, between Aidan and the owners. At the end of the day, the owners make the call on Aidan's recommendations, but Aidan and the jockey both feel that the firm ground he's likely to encounter in Australia will suit him tremendously. And as long as he gets through his quarantine okay, he has to be a serious chance in this race.
That's the key. I mean, how many times, James, do we hear from European trainers saying, oh, we won't come because the tracks are going to be firm? It sounds like this horse is just directly opposite.
He's made for firm tracks. He loves a firm track, and the firmer the better. The jockey Ryan Moore made a very firm point about that, and in discussing the Arc, you know, the argument was that there was a strong possibility that the ground would not suit him come Arc Day, but it did suit him on Sunday night. Sunday.
Yep, no, understand. Okay, are they able to do quarantine at Ballydoyle, the
yes.
home of Coolmore?
Yes, look, there was a choice of going to Newmarket, but then he'd be on strange tracks and not under the eye of the master. But he can actually do his quarantine at Ballydoyle. That horse, Kingfisher, will go into quarantine with him, and he'll have his regular riders, his regular carers. Aidan will be able to keep a very close eye on him all the time. So it's an ideal situation, really.
And that stablemate, Kingfisher, he's entered for a couple of races in Melbourne. Is that what Aidan is looking at?
Oh, obviously he'll come out here, and if there's a race that suits him that we think he can win, of course he'll run in it. Yeah.
Okay. The other one, I guess, that was in the entries was Magician, but obviously it's we can take it out that Kingfisher and Adelaide are the two that will go in.
Yeah, look, Andrew, I only really speak for Adelaide because as Coolmore's racing manager in the Southern Hemisphere, that's my department.
Yep.
I can't speculate or speak for Aidan on Magician, but I think that reading between the lines, it's possible he might go for the Breeders' Cup, but I don't want to put words in Aidan's mouth.
No, I understand. Exciting for the owners here, James. I'm not too sure how many there are, but to have a horse like this that they bought interest into, to bring him to Melbourne, bring him to Australia and race on, not only in the Cox Plate, crossing the fingers, but on into the future.
Well, no sooner had they bought him than he won a Group 1 in America. And obviously that franked his value, if not doubled it already, so they're well ahead of the game as it is, and the plan obviously is to leave him in Australia after the Cox Plate. in the care of Chris Waller, as we've said previously, because these owners are mainstay clients of the Waller stable. And hopefully aim this horse towards the Queen Elizabeth in the autumn, which could be an ideal race for him, the 10 furlong distance. And once he's had a spell and then a full prep under Chris Waller, we'd look forward to seeing him in a race like that, perhaps via something like the George Ryder.
Well, it's an exciting time ahead, any spring carnival. We look forward to seeing this horse arrive and get there and run in the Cox Plate for all concerned. Thanks for joining us, James. I should ask you, is Ryan Moore locked away, or is that still yet to be decided?
That's not certain, Andrew. Obviously, Ryan has been his regular jockey and has won on him in America too. You know, those jockeys can ride England, Ireland, France, Italy, Germany, America. No reason why he can't do the job well in Australia. But he is really Sir Michael Stout's number one jockey. And a little may depend on what his commitments there are. But that is still to be decided, the jockey.
Understand. All right, exciting times. Thanks for joining us, James. Really looking forward to seeing the quality of this horse in Melbourne.
Thanks. You're welcome, Andrew. Nice to talk to you.
James Bester there, the Coolmore Racing Manager with the latest on Adelaide. Definitely goes in the quarantine. Arc ruled out.